So we're going to talk today about some of the treatments that you had. You were laying down, it was the side of your face, and somebody was jabbing with, there was needles, okay, but it was like they were on a bit of a shotgun face.
Yeah, miso gun. Okay, it doesn't hurt, it's more noisy, and it looks worse than it is. No, it's just the one needle, it's a syringe, and that was filled with my own plasma from my own blood, which was extracted from me. All my own stuff, all good for you, you can't be allergic to yourself. So it just regenerates the skin, encourages cell growth and everything like that.
And it wasn't painful?
No, it wasn't. Honestly.
you didn't flinch. I was watching you going, she's going to flinch in a minute. And everyone was going, oh my God, it looks painful. But it was, it's not.
Yeah, it just looks painful. It sounds painful, but it isn't.
Skin's looking really lovely.
Thank you.
Very glowy.
Lots and lots of mesotherapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been treated by Pam Cushing for that with pH formula. And it's so, so much better now. Yeah.
You had a bum lift the first half, I don't mean one cheek, and you're going back in on Wednesday.
Yes.
So what's involved, just to recap on that with the
lift? It's HIFU, which is high intense frequency ultrasound.
Do you actually feel like somebody's flicking an elastic band on your bottom?
No, you don't really feel it on your bottom, but if you, when you get it done on your face to lift your face, it does hurt a bit because you've got those frontal bones. But I go to Giorgia Lolucci. Hopefully she's in Harlow. You can find her on Treatwell. She's really good.
And what does it feel like on your face? What does it actually feel, the sensation?
Yeah, it does feel like flicking, but also it does hurt a bit, like a bruising sensation because of your frontal bones.
And what is it doing underneath the skin?
It's tightening the muscle.
Right, and it's just high frequency, so they're having a bit of a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have two goes at it about 3 months apart, and that should last you for 3 to 5 years with the lift.
Right.
And also it helps with your skin to start all the collagen going.
The newest one that you've had done is the bust lift.
It could be for any bust. I mean, mine are quite big, and I doubted very much that it would work, but it works really well on bigger busts, apparently.
Yeah.
You need like 5 to 8 goes. Radio frequency, you tighten the muscle, the skin, drain all the fluids, and then there's a vacuum suction to firm all the tissue as well.
Oh my God, I don't like the sound of that.
It doesn't hurt at all. It's very painless. It's that iMed aesthetics.
So what's do you have any sort of numbing, or does it not? Is it relaxing? Or?
It's relaxing. I didn't feel a single thing. You don't need any numbing.
Yeah.
The thing about iMed aesthetics is it's all machine aesthetics, and none of it's painful. Yeah. All of it is painless. That's their ethos, and that's their the way they market things. That's their niche in the market.
And what sort of cost is that treatment?
It's £75 a session.
And you need 5?
You need at least 5 if you've got quite a big bust. You might need 2 or 3 if you've got a smaller bust.
And does it slightly lift or...?
Yeah, it lifts. I mean, mine were divorced and now they're back together again.
I know that Scott Ross is sitting behind me, trying to pretend he's on his phone there, but you can tell he's listening to every word. Really? Yes. So they're together again.
Yes. And they're going to be an even bit higher next time.
So how many sessions have you had so far?
I've had 3.
3.
So I'm going for my 4th on Saturday.
We were going to talk about the mesotherapy. We talked about this before. So tell us about the mesotherapy and what they did for you.
Okay, so I mentioned that I had my own plasma taken and then put re-injected back into my face. That's called PRGF, Dr. Lisa Godfrey in Cop Foster's Smell Studio. She is the trainer for PRGF mesotherapy and indirect fillers, which is the same stuff that they take from your blood, but then they cook it, cool it down, and you've got a hard gel that can be injected and used as a filler.
Yeah.
So I've had my cheeks done, I've had some jaw fillers, I've had the mesotherapy and the mesotherapy on my scalp as well because I was losing hair. But I also go to see Dr. Philippe, who is from the Society of Mesotherapy, for vitamin injections as well.
Yeah.
So I combine the two. And it really ends up that my skin is really glowing and my hair is fuller. So I'm feeling a whole lot better about that.
Yeah, because if you look at the pictures, it was your parting lines, wasn't it? It was, you could see your scalp, and now you can't.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy about it.
So you've had, I can actually notice on you from what you've been before. Yes, I can. Under your chin, because now you've got a definition which you didn't have before. Because it's one of those areas for women, even if you've got your rusty face okay, because everything starts to sort of drop on your face, it's your jawline that shows your age probably more than in your back of your hands. Mm-hmm. But your jawline shows your age. So tell us what you've had done.
Okay, well, the HIFU helped quite a lot. But also I went to Juvia Aesthetics in Harley Street, and they wanted to use me as a case study for
guinea pig.
It's for the laser chin fat removal, using something called Sculpture with a machine from Cynosure. With this, you have to really strap your head in a vice, kind of like a cage, as not for the claustrophobic, and it's for 25 minutes. Then you give it a month and you go back and you have another 25 minutes. You could have more than two goes. It's depending on how much you've got there. Mine's quite mild, I've been told.
And does it do, because I've seen some of the machines, and they strap in one place, then you have to move them around, but does this do the whole section of your chin at once?
It does, so you're strapped in this thing for 25 minutes.
And what is it the one that cools the fat down and then it kind of drains away?
It heats the fat.
Right, okay.
I'm not a great fan of fat freezing.
Yeah.
I don't think, personally, for me, it's a good choice. It's never really worked that well with me.
And so the heat, does it feel warm? Do you have to have numbing cream, or you don't?
No, you don't have numbing cream, but you can ask them to turn it down if you're finding it's too hot for you.
Yeah.
But they turn it up gradually.
Right.
So that it's not too much for you. The main thing for me was the head cage, the headgear. It was just, I started nearly having a panic attack, and then they were so lovely, they calmed me down. And did you see the pictures?
No, I haven't seen
it. It looks like a torture device, like a Clockwork Orange or something.
Don't tell people that.
But it is a good treatment.
Yeah.
It is.
And you've got, and it's five, is it £500 per treatment?
It is, yes.
And the results, how long do they last?
It's a permanent result.
Right, so you've had the first one done. You're going to go back and have another one done.
Yes.
And then how long does it take for you to see start seeing the results?
Well, I saw it immediately, but over time, over 4 weeks, you see more and more happening as it all drains out of your body, all of the fat and the fluids.
Yeah.
What I would say is, if you want to get rid of skin on your face, like a face or neck lift, Plexar is a good treatment for that.
And what does Plexar do?
It burns away the loose skin.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to have some downtime with it. You might have some bruising, swelling. You're going to have some scabbing. When those scabs fall, you need to keep the new skin covered with makeup and sunblock. After 2 months, it's completely healed and you've got lovely tight skin again. I had it above my eyes.
You can really, and again, I've seen Jenny over the last couple of months, and I remember when you had that done and you could see a little bit of redness. And even, I think, probably the last time you were in, it was still a little bit, but now it's not, and your eyes look open.
Yeah.
That's the thing you can see with that. But that is kind of like a burning again of the skin, isn't it?
Yes, it's not for the faint-hearted.
No.
But numbing cream is used.
Can they not make anything where you don't have to have like these torture devices? That's what I'd like to be able to go and have something done with it. Because I watch Jenny's fit, I'm like going, what's happening now? It's like you're getting things like needles in your face and a head trapped in something.
Just I know.
They could just need to make something that's a little bit more kind of, you know...
Yeah, the machine side of things, if you go to somewhere like iMed, the machine side of things is not painful at all. But I'm going back to Dr. Lisa Godfrey, and she's going to top up my lips.
Excellent. So what other treatments have you got coming up?
Okay, well, I've just had a mesotherapy using a Juvederm, a non-cross, I think it was very weakly cross-linked Juvederm, which lasts for around about 9 months. It's like a moisture in your skin which lasts for 9 months. Next, I'm going to try a Botox mesotherapy, where you have a very, very, very low strength of Botox mesotherapied into your skin, and it closes up all your pores and gives you a tightening effect.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So I was with Emmeline Hartley for the Juvederm mesotherapy, and Lisa, I'm seeing Lisa quite a lot.
Yeah.
Lisa Godfrey, she's going to do the Botox one on me.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. No, well, your skin's looking glowing. Isn't it looking glowing?
Excellent.
What would they be able to do for Scott Ross?
Well, you need to do an awful lot.
Don't need to do anything. He's got beautiful... That man behind me has got beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes. I can feel him burning into the back of my head. So if people want to find out more about you, Jenny, you do have an excellent blog. It's got all the treatments. So if you're worried, you're thinking, oh, what can I have done?
It's jenjustjenny.blogspot.co.uk.